With Republicans trying to maintain control of the United States House, three races in North Carolina have emerged as battleground districts. And one of those covers parts of the Triangle, where voters are choosing between Republican incumbent George Holding and Democratic challenger Linda Coleman. Last night, the two major party candidates met for their only scheduled debate in Raleigh. Jeff Tiberi reports.
2 years ago, George Holding won North Carolina's second congressional district by 13.5 percentage points. But in this potential wave election, Holding has been looking up in some polls, and Coleman has received outside support in the seven figures. Midterms such as this one are historically a referendum on the first 2 years of a presidency. Holding, a Republican like Donald Trump, tried early on to navigate the bombastic commander-in-chief.
You know, I don't agree with everything the president does. I don't agree with his style on a number of things. I wish some of these early morning tweets wouldn't happen. But when it comes to the issues that we've actually gotten across the finish line, you know, I do agree with what we've been able to do.
Moments later, moderator Tim Boyum had this exchange with Coleman.
Is there an issue that you can think about where you agree with President Trump?
Ask me later.
The hour-long debate, including those 6.5 seconds of silence, aired live on Spectrum News. There were no contentious moments or heated exchanges. Holding is a 50-year-old former U.S. attorney seeking his fourth term in Congress. Coleman was a Wake County commissioner and state House member. This district includes eastern Wake as well as parts of Franklin, Nash, and Harnett counties. Coleman says Holding doesn't spend enough time at home and that voters, frustrated over that, have told her they want a change.
How do you know what your constituents are concerned with? How do you know what the issues are? How do you know what their values are? How are you going to serve them appropriately if you don't talk with them?
Mr. Holding, your rebuttal.
Sure. So town halls have devolved into the political circus and become more political rallies. Now, Ms. Coleman, you go to political rallies and they have an empty chair for me there. I go to political rallies, but I don't call them town halls.
Among the other topics in the forum, health care, climate change, recent congressional tax reform, who should be the next Speaker of the House, a question both candidates ducked, the economy emerged several times as well. And Coleman offered this criticism.
Mr. Holden went to Congress saying that he wanted to reduce the national debt. But since he's been there, what he's done was add to the national debt.
You know, look at the farm bill. Yeah, you know, 80% of the farm bill is food stamps. I believe in workfare, not welfare. And so for food stamp recipients, if you're an able-bodied person, you have the ability to work, and you're not taking care of kids, and you don't have a disability, I think you need to work for your food stamps. You need to work for your benefits.
This race is seen as a bellwether as Democrats try to pick up 23 seats and power of one chamber of Congress. Holding has raised about 4 times as much in individual contributions as Coleman. However, campaign spending from outside groups, much of it outside of the state, has pumped in about $2 million so far and has likely played a role in keeping this race close. Jonathan Kapler is executive director of nonpartisan North Carolina Free Enterprise Foundation.
I think the second congressional district is emblematic of this election cycle, potentially if Linda Coleman is ultimately successful, by being representative of how a wave election can manifest itself and take out an incumbent Republican that we weren't necessarily anticipating being in trouble.
With early voting in full swing and 2 weeks until Election Day, we're in the home stretch. Following the debate last night, Holding and Coleman each was asked what will ultimately decide this race. They both said voter turnout. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.